right before I went out to school, my uncle gave me a 30-06 rifle, and he told me when he gave it to me that I'd have to get at least one deer with it. So I took the gun and didn't really think about it, and I brought it out to me when I went to school. And the house I lived at, we were kind of notorious for having a kegger a month during the school time. So I had been at the house, my roommates left, they got a car for dirt cheap, $500, and they were a little drunk and decided to go knock over some road signs. Well, they came back to the house, and I'm at this, or kind of hosting this house party, and my roommate tells me to come down to his room, and he's like, "Hey, do you have any change on you?" I go, "What?" And he's like, "No, do you have any change on you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I've got like 50 cents. He's like, "Here, give it to me." He's like, "We got to pay the parking meter." As I go into his room, he's got a double-posted parking meter sitting on his bed. So we got an even better idea after we put the change in it, and this red light starts blinking, and we're pretty drunk and young and dumb, and we're like, "Oh shit, they might have, you know, they might be able to track this thing because we stole it." So we take it out in the country, and we're like, you know, there's probably at least $50 worth of change in the thing. So we grabbed my uncle's rifle and went out there, and at about probably 30 yards away, I leaning back and forth because I was pretty drunk, and took one shot at it, and boom, right through the lock. The thing tips over, and about $40 for the change flies up. And we ended up ditching the parking meter, but I still have the lock with a hole perfectly through the locking mechanism on it in a box somewhere. But that's the story. It wasn't a 12-point buck. It was a $40. I guess you could say a $40 parking meter.